95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about the Philharmonic concert over the weekend, where somebody was heard moaning like they were having a full body orgasm.
Yes, I believe we have that here. Hold on.
We do.
Let me find that exciting little bit of. Here you go. I'm fascinated with classical recordings, live ones, because, you know, you got all these people there. They should be quiet,
right?
But they're like coughing and they're sneezing and they're kind of talking every once in a while.
That's my point.
Is a whole new level.
But that's my point. Everybody that was there said it was great.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was really beautiful.
No. What?
I don't understand that either.
Maybe it's a new thing. Maybe it's...
It's an upside-down world. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So we're talking about you heard other people having sex?
When I was a kid growing up, I grew up in a 4-apartment complex. We were on the bottom one with two others on top. And we had upstairs neighbors where we would hear both of the apartments having sex.
Were they dueling? But
the first ones on top, right on top of us, you could just hear the bed creaking and banging,
right?
Literally, like most of the night. And then the other side, we would hear them because you would hear the woman yelling off the top of her lungs, I guess, having the best time of her life, just yelling. And my mom would be like, close your ears, don't worry, don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
To this day, I remember that all the time. It's so freaking hilarious.
You do not want your mom to be there when you're listening to that.
No.
That's like her catching you watching on TV, adults only.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Talking about you heard somebody else having sex.
Oh, yes. So I was in Vegas for my son's birthday, and I was at the Rio walking past... You know, are down the hall because we're at the very end for our room.
Those hallways are long, yes.
I maybe made like 5 trips.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask why, I don't even remember. But these two were going at it. Like, it sounded like they were filming a porno. Like, you know.
Like, ridiculous levels.
Oh, full on clapping.
Like, nobody's like, really having that good a time.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, and then all of a sudden when I came back up, the last time the guy was standing outside smoking a cigarette, and I had to give him a fist bump. I was like, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Put her to sleep.
I'm sorry. Did you give him a fist bump?
Yeah, dude. I was like, I heard that. Good performance, bro.
Then you fist bumped him.
Not fish bumped. Oh,
No.
Fist
no,
bumped.
No.
Listen,
very different.
I'm just saying. I wasn't sure which one.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. We're talking about you heard other people having sex.
I was actually on the other end of that.
Oh, somebody else heard you. Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So my girl and I came back after a night out. And we assumed that her daughter was not home.
Oh, no. How old's her daughter?
15.
Oh, no.
So we let it all go into the wind, did it with her door open. And afterwards, her daughter comes around the corner and says, "You guys are gross."
That is hilarious.
The perfect response.
That is the perfect response. Agreed.
Yes. And so we're like, just how red was your face?
Pretty damn right. I've been apologizing ever since.
Wow, that hurts.
Wow. Right on, man. Perfect. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Yeah, that was originally by the Carpenters, but that was Mammoth WVH covering another celebration at the end of the world. You know, I guess you're not the only person who, when they find a new song that they love, that becomes what they listen to.
Only.
Yeah. Kim Parker tweeted at Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen the other day, "It's been on loop since last Wednesday."
Yep, that's how it works.
That is his new and great new stuff. So coming up in just a matter of moments, we're going to pretend it's not Monday. We're going to pretend it's Friday. Calling it Monday Busters. Looking for loud songs. What's your favorite loud party song? 818-955-KLOS or...
at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Sing it, baby! It's like an angel's voice.
Thank you.
Talk while you're singing.
Songs in a row.
That is amazing. So, figured we should maybe start turning it up on Mondays as well. Fridays are always very fun with the All Request Fest, but
right.
We need loud songs on Mondays sometimes.
Sure.
Right? So, this is Monday Busters. Hey! loud stuff. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Or Twitter, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Loud songs, nothing but loud songs. KLOS, hello.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, KLOS, hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey, hello. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. How about I Love It Loud from Kiss?
Nice one. Perfect.
All right.
I mean, that's actually getting loud in the title.
Yep.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, can you play Iron Fist by Motorhead?
Nice one.
That's a great request. Who is this?
Hey, this is Steve, and I'm in traffic right now, and I wish I had one to deal with all these other cars.
No, I'm sure you do.
What freeway are you on?
I'm on the 10, going out to the Valley of the Mud People at San Bernardino. 2 hours every day. I live in hell.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, thank you. We're looking for a loud Monday Buster song.
You know what? How about Mississippi Queen?
Ooh, that's a gooder.
That is a gooder.
Now, would you like the original or extra crispy or the cover or the extra crispy cover?
Love the original. That seems to hit the taste buds best.
All right, we're going to get you the original extra crispy Mountain Mississippi Queen with a side of biscuits and a large Coke. Your total is $13.27.
Please pull forward.
You guys rock. Thank you very much.
Now, speaking of stealing.
See, because Ben Caught Stealing is the name of the song.
That's right.
How do you do that?
I'm not sure. I'm curious myself.
I saw this Instagram over the weekend and immediately sent it to Trixie,
our
specialist.
Resident cyber specialist.
Play the audio from the Instagram. This is another scam on old people.
This morning, my grandparents received a call from me claiming that I was in a bad car accident and that I needed them to send me money. I do not even own a car. I have not driven a car in the last 6 months. Obviously, that was not me. But they were close to taking a second mortgage out in order to pay the scammer because they thought it was me. The reason that they believed it was me is because it sounded exactly like me. Thankfully, though, my dad was there and he called me to verify that it was actually me and it wasn't, so they didn't pay him.
So, yeah, that's the new thing. Not only can they sound like you, they can even look like you.
That is scary.
Look like you.
So let's say good afternoon to Trixie.
Trixie.
Our internet specialist.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Really? Is this actually you or is this an AI bot we're talking
to? It's a great question.
It could easily be an AI bot, but nope, it is I.
Explain how AI is already taking the sound of someone's voice and can fool a grandparent.
Well, we're really down.
So if you guys have heard even recently in the news about music artists like Drake having songs put on Spotify and they're not him, they're AI generated voice. So similar things happen here. Yeah, you guys have heard of phishing. Well, this is called phishing with a V for voice, right?
Oh, okay.
And so what scammers do is they'll usually find a target, right? And in this case, they'll probably look for somebody on TikTok, download quite a few of their videos, transform those videos into audio and then put them into these AI voice sites like 11 Labs or Murph. And I know Murph stood for Wedgie in the 80s, but it's also an AI site now. What the software does is it analyzes the recording and then you can type in verbiage that you want to tell somebody that's on a phone and it'll sound just like the person.
AI is incredible.
Learns and learns and learns.
But here's what I think. I think that I'm not somebody who they would think of scamming. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just a little guy and no one cares and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But they can?
So what they do is once they find a target, they do what's called social engineering. And they'll start looking up that person, their relatives, their address, their phone numbers, email address, everything. And all that stuff could be found on the internet. I do it quite often when I'm doing some investigations. And it reveals everything about them, even up to what they make per year. So that's why they're starting to do this now. So once they find the target, they get the information, they create the AI voice, and they send it out to, they start reaching out to family members who they think may have money, may not have money, but they live in a fancy house that could be flipped for equity or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll try to get people to send them money. Usually it's through gift cards, but lately they've been trying to get people to send them money through Bitcoin. So those are two flags that you want to look for every time there's a scam going on.
Specifically Bitcoin and gift certificates.
Right, exactly.
Huh, okay.
Exactly.
You know, I know I saw this in like some sort of like 70s or 80s, you know, spy movie.
Futuristic movie.
Well, no, they would actually have a bunch of tape recorders and they'd have different things that the person had said and they would play them into the phone, you know, all at once to get, yeah, to get them to do this sort of thing. But now they can actually, I mean, are you saying that they can even take, make it say words that they have not recorded the person saying?
Yep, yep. And
wow.
I actually have an example of that, and I'll show you right now. But it's really easy for the scammers to do. And
okay.
the thing is with this, it's usually pre-typed, right? So the scammers will pre-type all these questions, or they'll think of questions that they're going to be asked, and they'll type out the answers for them.
Right.
So if you're, so it's not like a conversation that's going back and forth. So like, for instance, if it's a kidnapping scam, a scammer will get on the call, they'll start talking and say, well, here's your kid. And they'll have a pre-made audio of someone that sounds like their kid saying, like, help me, send $10,000 immediately.
Yeah, this actually happened recently, right? Someone had been kidnapped, and then someone was stepped in and pretended to be the kidnappers and tried to get the money themselves, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
crazy.
Exactly what's happening.
First of all,
and
what jerks.
Really easy to do.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So what's
it's
the example?
Really easy to do.
Yeah.
And so here's the example. This one is of Sluggo. So see if you can tell if it's Sluggo or not.
Excellent.
You know, Kevin, I went to the good old Talleyrand here in the lovely city of Burbank where I ordered a Popeye omelet along with some taters and cottage cheese.
Holy cow.
Like wow. 100%. 100% Sluggo.
Play that again.
Yeah. Play it again.
Yeah.
1 second.
You know, Kevin, I went to the good old Talleyrand here in the lovely city of Burbank where I ordered a Popeye omelet along with some taters and cottage cheese.
Holy cow. Wait, so you made that? You made that?
I made that.
What?
So all I did was grab some YouTube videos of you.
Right.
Threw it into an AI machine and then typed in that text and it spit it out.
Holy cow.
That's
all right, people,
crazy.
You can't believe anything.
How about Kevin?
Yeah.
Can we
yes, please.
Okay,
sure. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS is the Kevin and Sluggo show. I lost my card key again and had to bribe the security guard with Oreo cakesters and Uncrustables to let me upstairs.
Holy cow.
Kevin?
Wow.
I would believe that he called and said that. Play it again.
Yep. 1 second.
Shut up, Trixie.
95.5 KLOS is the Kevin and Sluggo show. I lost my card key again and had to bribe the security guard with Oreo cakesters and Uncrustables to let me upstairs.
It's even got his breath. Like, he takes a breath.
Yeah.
Holy
exactly. I heard
cow.
That, too. And I was like, oh, my God.
But it got
so
all the
real.
Words right, so you know that's not correct.
But so...
Well,
so
I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, it's
no you're right.
So it was like, so it decided, you didn't put in, it decided Kevin should take a breath here, because I've heard him do that.
Yeah, so all I did
bloody
was put, like,
hell.
The ellipsis in there.
Right.
And I did, but I didn't put, like, a take a breath or anything. It made it on its own.
Woo-wee!
That's crazy.
Damn!
So it's realistic, and it, you know, people, like, especially, like you said, the elderly can get fooled.
Sure. Oh, my God, how easy, yeah.
So, yeah, so it's scary, guys. It's
well,
scary.
You know, I got to tell you, and it's kind of weird. I had two little fish come up just the other day, and I know they were trying, you know, fishing, and I'm usually really good at spotting them, but they just happened to be on the right kind of weird subjects that made me almost click through, and this isn't even voice, like, what we're talking about here. This is just regular fishing. But what... The only thing that saved me was both times I checked in with the people who theoretically sent it to me, and I'm like, did you send me this? And that's the only thing. That's, I think,
the only way to do it,
is to go through a route that you know is a, you know, absolute connection to the person and say, hey, you know, were you in a car accident? Or, you know, are you sending me this or whatever? Right?
Yeah, the best tip to do would be to call them directly.
Right.
Hang up on that call. Call them directly.
Right.
If you're like my wife, you may not have your phone charged, but anyway, so try it that way. Or the other thing, what I've heard about being used in the past is use a code word with your family or friends.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So that way, in case you are with, you are in trouble for whatever reason, you could say something like, yeah, the coconuts are great, you know, and that means that there's danger. So,
right.
Those are two things to do. And then again, look for, if they're asking for gift cards or Bitcoin, more than likely it's a scam again.
Phenomenal.
Wow,
amazing.
That's crazy.
Incredible. Play those two recordings one more time real quick, and then we'll let you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. 1 second. Here you go, guys.
You know, Kevin, I went to the good old Talleyrand here in the lovely city of Burbank where I ordered a Popeye omelet along with some taters and cottage cheese.
I never said that.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS is the Kevin and Sluggo show. I lost my card key again and had to bribe the security guard with Oreo cakesters and Uncrustables to let me upstairs.
Not only is it accurate and believable because it's talking about stuff, you know, that you knew.
Stupid Trixie put some real information in there.
Yeah, but also has that breath. That breath amazes me. The AI
breath
of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Breath is creepy, man. Breath is creepy.
It is. Wow, that is awesome.
That's crazy.
That All right. Brilliant. Yep.
Thank you, Trixie.
Thanks, Trixie.
We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
As always.
It's All the right. end of the world as we know it.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb.
Yeah.
Kevin and Slugga.
Yeah.
They ought to know.
You would think as you work your way up the ladder in society,
mm-hmm.
especially with social media now, that you would learn to be a little bit careful.
Yeah, if you're gonna.
If you're gonna take positions of importance.
Right.
You have to be careful.
Right.
That's
you gotta
all.
Behave yourself or cover your tracks, one or the other.
A Colombian mayor, Mayor Martin Alfonso Mejia,
mm-hmm.
was filmed dancing topless with his penis out in a bizarre nightclub footage.
Wait, so he took off his shirt and unzipped the trousers
uh-huh.
and had a go.
And was waving it around.
Dancing. That's
in a nightclub.
Weenie wagger
mm-hmm.
is what they call them.
Yep.
In a nightclub. As
yep.
the mayor. Come
mm-hmm.
on, mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor McCheese.
You have to worry about being in a nightclub first, I would think.
Where is
but
this?
But that's fine. Columbia.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a little
right?
less
yeah.
worry. Yeah. But still.
A wild video emerged of him dancing almost naked in the nightclub. And there were people with him that were like trying to cover him up.
Dude.
He wasn't having
dude.
It.
And,
yeah.
But he knew.
Yes.
And he wanted to keep on presenting.
He was not having it.
Ta-da! Ladies and gentlemen, ta-da!
The politician can be seen standing on a bench.
You in the back. Take a good look.
Hey, everybody, look at this. And pulling his trousers down to show off his bare butt in front of a group of young women.
What is he, four? Come on, man.
I don't know. He's a mayor. Apparently, his antics didn't go down well with his peers, which occurred during Holy Week.
Oh,
in what is largely a Catholic nation.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's red flags all over the place.
I still might vote for that mayor, though.
Same.
Liking it more with each listen. The new Foo Fighters.
Same.
That is called Rescued. Those guys are going to be down at the Ohana Festival this year. That is at Dana Point, and it's going to be on September 29th, the 30th, and then October 1st. They'll be playing October 1st with Pretenders. You know what? I like seeing the Foo Fighters, of course, headlining and also big letters at the Ohana Festival, Pretenders, because, man, do I love Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah,
I am obsessed with her.
And that venue's beautiful as well.
Right. The Killers are going to be there, Eddie Vedder, and a whole bunch of other War on Drugs Ohana Festival this year, late September, early October.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Comedian Taylor Williamson joined us in the first hour.
Hey, that was awesome. Love his little dog.
He and you didn't quite win the $1,
yeah,
one American dollar.
You ripped us off somehow. I don't know how.
Bush, please, you cheated. Plus, you can get tickets to his recording of his special a week from Thursday at comedystore.com.
Yeah, those tickets are available right now. You should definitely go see him. Very funny.
People are dumb. A mayor in Colombia was caught on video dancing without his shirt or pants, waving his wiener like he just didn't care.
Ta-da!
That doesn't seem ideal as a mayor.
All right, I'm going to go home and vote for a new mayor.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Elton John was setting some pretty amazing records on this day in rock. In 1979, he became the first Western rock star to play in Yisrael in Jerusalem as part of a concert tour that ended up taking him to Russia, where he became the first Western rock star, one of the first, to tour the Soviet Union.